I've ever given. In fact, I had hesitations when I was asked by Rabbi Chalap, but of course, how's it shaykh that I shouldn't give the shiur? Chazal tell us in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, I had hesitations when I was asked by Rabbi Chalap, but of course, how's it shaykh that I shouldn't give the shiur? Chazal tell us in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Mechabdoi la'aviv b'moso, there's a chiyuv to give kavod to a father even after his p'tira. Haya oimer d'var shmua mipiv, if he repeats a d'var Torah that he heard from his father, lo yoimer kach omar abba, ela kach omar abba mori, Hareini kaporas mishkovoi. Vahani mili, continues the Gemara, toich yud beis chodesh. Mikan ve'eloch oimer zichroinoi livrocha v'chaye ha'olam haba. By the way, many of the poskim comment that that which we are mekatzer zal, which stands for zichrono livrocha, is not the complete phrase, and in fact is not the correct phrase. And that one should say Zichrono Livrocha and continue and add L'chaye Ha'olam Haba. But this is after Yud Beis Chodesh. The Gemara says that during the entire Yud Beis Chodesh, when one repeats a Shmua Me'oviv, he's Mechabdo B'moso by saying the words Hareini Kaporas Mishkovo. It's an extraordinary expression. Hareini kaporas mishkovo. Rashi in Kiddushin there, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Olai yovo kol hora horoui lovo al nafsho. You see from this a tremendous yesod that Kavod means sacrifice. Kavod is not merely a graciousness, a kindness, a nicety. The expression of respect has to be adirducha shel nefesh. A person has to be willing to lay himself on the line. And if one acknowledges the debt that is owed a parent, then kol yud beis chodesh, he has to say, mikvodo shel aviv, olai yovo kol hora horoi lovoi al nafsho. One is makriv himself as a korban. Olai yovo kol hora. This gemara is benogeya father. What about benogeya rebbe? Does this halacha also maintain? The Gemara in Sukkah, on the bottom of Daf Chof Amid Aleph, has a memra of Rish Lakish, which Rish Lakish introduces with the following words. The Gemara says, "Da Amar Rish Lakish, Hareini Kaporas Rabbi Chiya Ubanav." And Rashi there again says, "Yisurim Haboyim Olai." Whatever Yisurim I endure, says Rish Lakish, L'kaporas Reb Chiya Ubanov, V'loshon Kovod Hu. Shekshu Mazkir Oviv Oy Raboy Achar Misosoy Tzorich Loimakein. It's interesting, the Gemara says Shmua, Rashi says Keshehu Maskil Aviv Rabbo. Perhaps not just the Shmua, but every time he mentions him. But clearly the Gemara here and Rashi spells it out. The halacha requires that a Talmid who has learned Teirasay Mei Rabbi during Yud Beis Chodesh has to add the words Hareini Kaporas Mishkavoi. Whenever, at least, he is Omer a Shemua Mipi Rabbo. You see from here a Yesod. In fact, in one halacha, we find that it is even a lashon of tanchumin, and is addressed to the Baal Dover, to the Ovel himself. The Rambam paskens in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav of Hilchos Ovel, Ve'omrim loy to the Kohen Gadol, Kishemenachem imoisai, the nichum of a Kohen Gadol is beveisai. Ve'omrim loy kishemenachem imoisai, onu kaparoscha. Ve'hu omer lohem tisboruchu min hashamayim. There is in Hareini Kaporas Mishkavoi an acknowledgement that the Talmid, the son, is an extension of the father, of the Rebbe. It's a geder of bro karo da'abua. Because if it would not be a geder of bro karo da'abua, it would be hard to understand how someone could offer such a karban. What connection is there with the Yisurim that accrued to Reuven that it should benefit Shimon? But the pshat is, the Talmid is an extension of the Rebbe. And the chayva during those Yud Beis Chodesh of Din is for the Talmid to offer Hareini Kaporas Mishkavoi. Rambam paskens in Hilchos Ovel, Perek Tes, Chochom Shemeis, Kol Shivra Beis Medrashoi Botel. A little further in the Perek, the Rambam says, Av Bezdin Shemeis, Kol Botei Medrashois Shebi'iroi Betelin. What's for halacha this? What is it? The Rishonim HaMasbir, the Nimuke Yosef, the Ramban brings the Ravid. What is the Pshat? The Beis Chochom Shemeis Beis Medroshei Botel Kol Zayin Pirush Lefi Shemaspidin also Ve'ein Oskim Batoira Beveis Midrashoi, Kedei Shelo Yisatzlu Behespedo. The Chochom Shemeis, his Beis Medrash is Botel. They don't learn the Shiur Kavua in that Beis Medrash. Talmidim do not get together in that Beis Medrash B'chavrusa, B'tzavsa. Beis Medrashoi Botel, why? B'chadei, that they should all be able to join together and participate in the Hesped. And if it is the Av Bezdin, Kol Botei Medroshei Sheba'ir. L'cha'ira, then, the Nekuda of Beis Medroshei Botel is not inherently that there's a requirement of Bitul Beis Medrash, but simply to guarantee that the Hesped should be Karoli and that there should be the ultimate participation in that Hesped, the practical conclusion is Beis Medrash Batel. If that would be the case, Rabbi Isai, then the halacha should require that the moment that the hesped is over that day, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Talmidim, the Loim Dei Torah, and Sheicharei Torah return to the Beis Medrash and continue the Seder Kavua. Bitul Beis Medrash, the Chashrek L'Chazach, it's terrible. So Talmidim should return immediately to the Beis Medrash without wasting even a moment. But the Ravid says no. The Ravid says, V'acha ha-hespeid ein ha-talmidim miskaptzim le-beis medrashoi. Elo mischabrim shnayim shnayim bevotehem ve-loindim shom toila. So you see that the halacha of beis medrashoi botel is not merely to guarantee the proper hesped, the kavod ha'ra'oi, but it is inherently a din that when Chacham Shemeis Beis Medrashi should remain Batel Kol Shiva, so that even after the hesped of that day, Talmidim cannot return to the Beis Medrash because they cannot continue Olam Kiminhagai Noyheg. And it may be, Rabbi Isai, that there is another nekuda, that perhaps this halacha is a din of Ein Omrim Shmua Beveis Havel. Uchuvaso Yoramoso Kishon Beiso. It doesn't mean that that's where he lived, that's where he had his house, that's where it was his bedroom, that's where he slept, he ate. This was the center, the focus. From there, Elkanah radiated, Shmuel radiated. Chuvasa Yoramasa Kishon Beiso. The Chacham, his home is the Beis Medrash. This yeshiva was Mareinu v'Rabeinu Hareini Kaporas Mishkovo. It was his home. And Kol Shiva, the halach of Ein Omrim Shmua Beveis HaAvel, translates itself, perhaps, to Beis Medrash HaYibotel, that even after the Hesped, Talmidim cannot return to learn in that Beis Medrash. Kol Shiva! Ela miskabtzim shnayim shtayim v'loimdim bevotehem. There is, I think, a mistaken perception of what a Beis HaMedrash is. Perhaps I'm going off on a limb. I don't remember hearing this from my Rebbe, Hareini Kaporas Mishkovo. But you never know. One of the great pains of a Talmud of 20 years is that he no longer remembers if it's his idea or if he heard it. But I think that the yesod of Beis Medrash and the special Kedushas Beis HaMedrash and certain Pratei Dinim which are Nogeya Beis HaMedrash, the Mechayiv of them is the special definition of Beis Medrash, which is a makoim shemis asfim lilmoy Torah mipi horav. In other words, what I am suggesting is that a place which is molei sforim b'seifrim, everyone learning b'hasmoda b'chavrusa, does not yet qualify for the ultimate definition of Beis Medrash, calls man that there is not a shiur kavua of Rebbe and Talmud. Now, how is it that such a notion should dawn upon me? The Gemara says in the Rambam Paskens, in Hilchos Brachos, A person is nichnas lebeis hamedrash, he's mispalul letfila, he's mevakish. What is he mevakish for? What does he ask for? There should be no takola. He should not make an error. What kind of an error? Shlo yoyma al toh, tomei ve al tomei toh. He says, tomei. A person comes in and learns with the chavrusa. He says, lo yoyma tomei toh, ve toh, tomei. Smitamol gevoron, he became a paisik all of a sudden. Now the Talmud says it's a Rebbe who goes into the Beis Medrash to give the shiur. The Gemara and the Rambam paskins in Chos Tmidim Masafim b'Nagei Aktzira, the Dinei Aimer, the Kotzrim Lefanis Mokom LeBeis Ovel or LeBeis Hamedrash. There's a special halacha that you can be Kotzer Lefanis Mokom to make place for a Beis Medrash. Two Yesaidis Amuchach from this. That there was an ad hoc need to enlarge the Beis Medrash, and that the Beis Medrash was in the street, on the fields. The person can't sit and learn at home. The Talmud says Beis Medrash means Mokoyim Shemiskabtsim Lilmay Teira Mipi Harav. And the Rebbe came and there was a tremendous hamon. And they needed to cut the grass to make place. Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. Perek Chof Gimel Halacha Yutes. There's an isur to read ksuvim on Shabbos. For a yochid to read ksuvim on Shabbos. Af likrois ba ksuvim b'Shabbos when? Of course, not naturally, not the entire day. B'shas beis hamedrash. What does it mean, b'shas beis hamedrash? Was far to it does. B'shas beis hamedrash. When is shas beis hamedrash? Whenever a person has an opportunity to learn his shas beis hamedrash. And why shouldn't he learn b'ksuvim? Shelo yehiyeh kol echad, says the Rambam, shelo yehiyeh kol echad yoshe b'veisai v'koirei v'yimona mi beis hamedrash. They didn't have ksuvim in the beis medrash? That he has to stay at home? Now the Teretz is Rabbi Yisai in the Beis Medrash, he didn't learn by himself. And he didn't learn what he wanted. Zogt der Magid Mishneh, Pirush, Dalkom hoyo shehoyudoshim lo'om b'shabosais. The Rebbe was Melami the Talmidim on Shabosais. U'melamdim lo'om chukei ha'elikim v'torosav. Because getting together to learn Torah from that Rebbe, from that Godel, was a chizuk hadas. It strengthened Yiddishkeit. It strengthened Torah. Ushmiras gedorov. And preserved the gedorim, the boundaries. The maintenance, the survival of Torah required that the Rebbe should darshan l'chol ha'am. And that's what a Beis Medrash is. So he cannot remain at home and learn Ksuvim. He has to come to the Beis Medrash. And it became an Isur. B'shas Beis Medrash, afilu lumot Ksuvim. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. Beis HaSefer, Beis HaMedrash, Tovel. Lozeh sheyoshev u'melamed. A Beis Medrash is a place where someone teaches Torah. Sheyoshev umilamed. And of course, the Rambam in Perek Dalid of Hilchas Talmud Torah. The whole of the Rambam Perek Dalid speaks about the day-to-day routine of Rebbe and Talmud. It does not speak in that Perek of the Kavod of a Talmud to a Rebbe, but rather of their Hanhoga in the actual enterprise of learning Torah, the Shir. For example, in that Perek is the Halacha, Lo Yihya HaTalmid Halacha Hei, Lo Yihya HaTalmid Boish Mechaveirov, Lo Habayshon Lomeid. Lo Yihya HaTalmid Boish Mechaveirov, Shalomdu Mipam Rishona Oshniya, Vuhu Lo Lomad Ela Achar Kama Pe'omim. She'im Nisbayesh Midovar Zeh, Nimtza, Nichmas V'yotze Lebeis HaMedrash Vuhu Eino Lomid Klum. What is Nichnas V'yotze Lebeis HaMedrash? Lebeis HaMedrash was the word that the Rambam uses for what we call yeshiva or shir. That is a Beis HaMedrash. And lest we think for a moment that it's merely an expression, a figure of speech, I have another kasha. The Rambam continues in this perek with all sorts of dinim. What kind of halachas do you ask a Rebbe? Ein shoyelim esarav kishe yikonis lamedrash, again, lamedrash, ad shetis yashiv daito elov. And what happens if there are several talmidim, and how do you answer the hudim? Whom do you answer? Echot shol kinyan vechot shol shaloi kinyan niskakin l'shol kinyan tchila. Talmid chochon v'amal oretz, talmid v'amal oretz niskakin l'talmid. And finally, the Rambam comes to an end of these various practical halachas of how to give a shiur. And the Rambam in the very last halacha of Perek Dalet halacha tes, says, Ein yeshenim b'veis hamedrash, v'cho hamisnamnim b'veis hamedrash, chochmosai na'aseis kroim kroim, v'cheno ma'ashloime b'chochmosai kroim tal bishnuma. You cannot sleep in a Beis Medrash. The Rambam elsewhere says that b'shas hadchak, you can eat and you can drink in batei kneisios or batei medrashos. In fact, that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah. In fact, all the dinim of Beis Medrash, the Rambam puts together with Beis HaKnesses in Hilchos Tefillah. So instead of bringing the halacha of Ein Yishenim b'Beis HaMedrash in Hilchos Tefillah, and the next halacha, the halacha v'ein masichin b'Beis HaMedrash elo divrei Torah, that one cannot utter, speak, express any words in a Beis Medrash other than Divrei Torah. Afim mishen is atesh. Someone sneezed. The response is Gesundheit. Gesund, health. In the time of Chazal, in Aramaic, they said Asuta, Asa is Gesund, Refuah. And of course in Lashon Kodesh, it's Refuah. Afilu mishen es atesh ein oimlim loy refua beveis hamedrash. Ve'ein tzorich loy masha'ol dvorim. Refua is a halacha. It's a bakosha, it's a tefila. Ve'ein tzorich loy masha'ol dvorim. U'kedushas beis hamedrash, the Rambam ends this halacha, chamura mikedushas botei knesiyos. The Rambam says that kedushas beis hamedrash is chamura mikdushas batei knesiyos. But the kasha is, what is it doing here? It's not part of the dinim of the Seder HaLimud of Talmud and Rebbe. And the Rambam has already told us, this is Hilchos Talmud Torah, so you'll say Talmud Torah is before Hilchos Tefillah, okay? But Avada Gevis, the dinim that the Rambam has set aside, all of the dinim of Kavod Batei Knesiyos u'Batei Medrashos, the Rambam merges Batei Knesiyos together with Batei Medrashos, and they are all in the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. And there the Rambam says explicitly that you cannot sell a Beis Medrash to buy a Beis Knesses. L'fi she'in moiridim, mikdusha chamula l'kdusha kala, ma'alim ba'kodesh v'loy moridim. And the Rambam says explicitly that the kedusha of a Beis Medrash is chomor from the kedusha of Beis Knesses. So the question is, why does the Rambam have to repeat himself? And why is this halacha in particular mentioned here in the dinim of learning in the Beis Medrash? And Rabbi say, if you insist that it belongs bedafka in Hilchos Talmud Torah, because it wants to tell you that the only thing you can do in a Beis Medrash is learn, you can't even say the fua. So why doesn't the Rambam mention that where he speaks about a yachid is mechuyev to learn Torah and likvaya itim bayom of alayla? But the answer, Rabbi say, is there are two halachis in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, in Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. One of those halachis connects and compares a Beis Medrash to a Beis HaKnesses. For example, there's a halacha that you're not supposed to be nohei kalus rosh and speak sicha b'teila in batei knesios u batei medrashos, because it's a chilul of the Kedusha of a Beis Knesses and of a Beis Medrash. There is another din in Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. It's not a chilul of Kedushas Beis HaMedrash because you're mezalzel in the place, but because you're mevatel the Beis Medrash from Divrei Torah. In other words, you are mafsid the tzuras Beis HaMedrash. You are mevatel what a Beis HaMedrash is in its very definition. And what defines Beis HaMedrash, with all the learning that goes on there b'chavrusa, is bedafka the limud of Rebbe and Talmud. And that is why the Rambam brings this as halacha tes of an entire perek which deals specifically and exclusively of the dinim of limud rav in Talmidov. So the pshad is that sicha b'teilo mamish and kalus roish, this is a zilzul in a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. Those halachos the Rambam brings in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, in Hilchos Tefillah. But the unique din, which there is no common denominator to Beis HaKnesses, that bitul limud Torah b'Beis HaMedrash is a hafkar of Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. This the Rambam brings dafka, where it is the definition of what Beis HaMedrash is, limud Torah ravim talmidov. Memela, Chacham Shemeis Beis Medrashai Batel cannot be simply in order to guarantee the proper hesped. And as the Ravid says, which I read to you before, even after the hesped they cannot return, is because the kavod of the nifter is bedafka to show that which defines what a Beis HaMedrash is. And that which was usur, even to say refuah, because you are mafkia the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, is kol shiva, there is a total hafkah of Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. The essence of what a person is limud ha-Torah. Avelus, kol shiva, you cannot learn Torah. The essence of what Masair is limud Rebbe and Talmidai. Meis Rabbi, the Beis Medrash is batel from limud Torah. Total disruption, total hafkas kedusha, because kedusha's Beis HaMedrash, which is unique and apart from the kedusha which it has in common with Beis HaKnesses, that is bedafka the kedusha which comes from limud Torah, and specifically what defines a Beis Medrash is the limud of Rebbe and Talmidei. in many ways, Talmidim after the Ptira of the Godel Hador, Talmidim and Talmidei Talmidim, even though there is that anguish and that expression which demands Beis Medroshei Botel, there is at the very same time a tremendous mechayiv to continue Beis Medroshei. And so there was a pshara. Be'emes, without the Rebbe, you cannot go on. But there's a haftocha lo yomushu mipicho mivizaracho mipizera zaracho. There's a chiyuv for the masera to prevail. So there was a pshara. And like Avelus in general, which is a complete hafkar from the world, and a perspective which is given, which is ma'ir l'tshuva, there's an iser to be misabel too much. Because life has to continue, Talmud Torah has to continue. So the Beis Medrash is bottle called Shiva, and then they return. And they learn from some Rebbe, although the Rebbe is gone. Again there's a Beis Medrash, and again the Beis Medrash is defined as Limud Torah Mipi Rabbi. The whole Yesod of a Beis Medrash is that a person has to have a living Rebbe. The nekuda of a Beis Medrash which makes it unique, Talmid Mipi Rabbi, is meira on the entire enterprise of learning Torah, within the Beis Medrash and outside of the Beis Medrash. The enterprise of learning Torah requires a living Rebbe. It was just because of the pressures of tragedy that there was Dvarim Sheba'alpeh became Dvarim Shebichsav. And yet, the interpretation of those new Dvarim Shebichsav, which were once Dvarim Sheba'alpeh, of Mishnah and Talmud and Taisefta, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Mechilta, please, it was all of this needs to be interpreted by a living Rebbe. That is the essence of what a Beis Medrash is. And if any of you have seen the extraordinary depiction of the relationship of a Rebbe and the Talmud in the Rav Hareini Kaparis Mishkov in his Sefer Uvikashtem Misham, you understand, because he said it so much better than anyone could possibly say. The Rebbe gives himself to the Talmud, and the Talmud becomes mamish, a chelik of his Rebbe. There is a union, a bond, a fusion, a transcendence. And I must tell you that this has absolutely nothing to do with the human relationship between Rebbe and Talmud. Oh no. Everyone knows that it was not easy to become close to our great Rebbe. It was not easy. There was an aloofness, perhaps, a distance. There was a tremendous caring. We knew because there were the moments that caring was meitzitz min hacharakim, revealed itself. But bederach klal, there was a mechitza. But that had nothing to do with being a Talmud, and nothing whatsoever to do with being a Rebbe. Nothing whatsoever. One of the great, most extraordinary depictions of the Talmud and the Rebbe is the manner in which Eliyahu chooses Elisha. At the very end of Malachim Aleph, we find an extraordinary episode. Elisha is plowing the field, and suddenly Eliyahu comes and he places his cloak upon Elisha, and Elisha runs after him. And then suddenly he reminds himself that he has a family and that he was in the middle of plowing the field. And he asks leave of his Rebbe. Can I perhaps go back and tell them that I'm going away? Can I say my goodbyes? And Eliyahu says to Elisha, Leich shuv ki me'o asisi lach. Go back, what have I done to you? A very strange expression, ki me'o asisi lach. But what is more astonishing is the Yalkut Shemayni. Do you know what Elisha did when Eliyahu found him and took him away to be his Talmud? The Yalkut Shemayni says, the Zayis Ranan is medayik because of a lashon. It's very strange. From Nitziv Melach, the Yalkut Shemayni says, Vayoshev Meacharov, Uberoit Omar, says the Zayis Ranon, Vatabet Ishtoi Meacharov, Vatehi Nitziv Melach. You know what Elisha did? Elisha shechted the bokor which he was plowing with and sacrificed them. And he plowed the field with salt so that it should not grow. Elisha burnt his bridges. He ran after Eliyahu and he burnt his bridges. He would never again become the farmer, the same family person. He was mevatel himself completely and he ran after Eliyahu. Vayoratz achrei Eliyahu. You know why he ran after Eliyahu? Because he was afraid that the moment's hesitation would bring him back and he would not go with Eliyahu. Because what Eliyahu was asking was total hisbatlus. And you know, it's remarkable. We have this image of Eliyahu as a very severe person, a Navi who was critical of Klal Yisrael. As Mizbechai Seyem Harosu, the Nevi'ei Habal, Vayivakshu es nafshi lekachta. And yet this same Yalkut Shemayni brings a Tana Devei Eliyahu, which says, Mipnei ma zocha Eliyahu zal shehechya es hameis, lefi she'osa ritzono shel makom, v'hoya mis'aneach al kvoidom shel Yisrael, וכשהיה רואה בני אדם צדיקים, היה מגפפן ומחבקן ומנשקן. This is a different image of the Eliyahu that we are used to. The Eliyahu Pinchas, the Eliyahu the Kanoi. When he saw Tzadikim, we know what he did when he saw Nevi'ei HaBaal. We know his reaction to an Achav, to an Izevel. But what was the same Eliyahu's feeling for Anoshim Tzadikim? Hayo mechabkon, he embraced them, umenashkon. He showered them with kisses. It was not just an Ava Misteris, it was an Ava Gluya, an Ava Aza. And yet, when he chooses Elisha, he does not give him the Chibuk and the Nishuk and the Lifuf. He co-opts him. He takes him over. And he demands of him. And he pressures him. And Elisha is lost and he doesn't even know to take leave of his family. He has been completely absorbed in Eliyahu's aura. He becomes Eliyahu's Talmud. And the day to day no longer exists. For Elisha there is only Eliyahu. And suddenly, an afterthought. I haven't taken leave of my family. And Eliyahu says, yes, go back. What have I done to you? The Rebbe realizes that taking the Talmud means an Akira. He has removed him from the entire context of his previous life and gives him another life. And so Elisha returns for the moment, but he burns all of his bridges. The first time I heard a shir from the Rav Hareini Kapalas Mishkovoi was not in yeshiva, but in Maria. I say Maria and I take it for granted that every single one here knows what that means. Maria was a shul on the Upper West Side. On Tuesday nights for years, the Rav gave a shir there for many, many years, Maseches Brochas, the Maseches Sanhedrin, Mein Yana de Yoyma, Midei Chodesh Bechodshoi, and Balabatim came. It was an unbelievable scene, an event, and it was every Tuesday. It wasn't the event of the Yahrzeit Shir, which was once a year, or the Tshuva Shir, which was once a year. This was every Tuesday of every week. And my father, Zol Zayin Gesund, attended the Shir. We lived on the West Side. And when I was about 9 or so, he took me to the Shir. It was an overwhelming experience. I have to tell you, I didn't understand a single word. I mean, I heard the words, but I didn't know the kasha, I didn't know the teretz, and I didn't understand the chiddush. But I knew that this is Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. I knew it. In every fiber of my being, I knew that this was Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. I knew that this was a masayla, ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. I knew also that someday I would be in the shir. And, you know, I have to tell you that when I became the chozer, they asked me from the front office here to give them a list of the Talmidim that were not officially in the shir. I mean, we don't have a shomer at the Pesach like the time of Hillel and Shmaya Vavtalya, But they wanted a list, apparently with the intention of asking them either to register or to remove themselves. First they asked the Rav. And he, in his inimitable expressions, "What am I, a bouncer?" So then they asked me. So I thought to myself, I was in the shir unofficially for quite a few years. Had there been a shomer at that time, it would have been many years before I had an opportunity to hear the Rav myself. I'm not doing it. Finally, they sent someone from the office, but when the Rav got wind of it, he forbade them to send anyone away. And that's where it remained. But finally, when the Rav was learning Maseches Yevamos, I came to the shir. I was 17 and scared out of my wits. I was so frightened that I couldn't follow a single line. It was impossible. There were fine young Talmidei Chachamim there, and there was a tremendous shakl of Atarya, who maisiv, who mefarek, and I am frozen solid, stiff with fear and anxiety. And I realized that this effort of coming, but I knew that barring going to Boston with a Rav was much more accessible, it was possible perhaps to speak to him after the shir in Maria. I came to the shir, gathered up all my courage, came over to him after the shir. I waited till a few people asked questions. And then, with great trepidation and a quivering voice, I said, "Rebbe, I'm getting an ulcer." "So what? I have an ulcer too." Apparently, he interpreted that what I was saying was I could no longer come to the shir because I'm getting sick. So in the Rav's madregas of illness, an ulcer didn't count. You could have an ulcer and you can continue coming to shir. What kind of excuse is that? "No, Rebbe, that's not what I mean. I'm so terrified of Rebbe that I can't pay any attention and I'm getting an ulcer." "So what do you want?" So I was ready to pack up right then and there. But there was a little hesitation in the "so what do you want?" So I figured, let me try. Would it be possible that the Rebbe would not call on me for 2 weeks? You never saw a benign smile from ear to ear, which flooded the entire Beis Medrash and lit up what was otherwise a rather dark room. The smile on the Rav's face at that moment. And that smile was enough for 20 years. And then, with great trepidation and a quivering voice, I said, Rebbe, I'm getting an ulcer. Savat, I have an ulcer too. Apparently he interpreted that what I was saying was I could no longer come to the shir because I'm getting sick. So the Rav's madregas of illness, an ulcer didn't count. You could have an ulcer and you can continue coming to shir. What kind of excuse is that? Now, Rebbe, that's not what I mean. I'm so terrified of Rebbe that I can't pay any attention and I'm getting an ulcer. So what do you want? So I was ready to pack up right then and there. But there was a little hesitation in the so what do you want? So I figured, let me try. Would it be possible that the Rebbe would not call on me for 2 weeks? You never saw a benign smile from ear to ear, which flooded the entire Beis Medrash and lit up what was otherwise a rather dark room. The smile on the Rav's face at that moment. And that smile was enough for 20 years. That's all? Of course! And he kept his word. For 2 weeks, knowing full well that I had nothing to be afraid of, that I would not be called Paya or Shegetz or Amoritz or anything else, and that I did not have to hide behind the column, where I could be a Raya Ve'enoy Nira, the Madregos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Givaldik. So that's what he meant. Oh, that's the kasha. Maybe he could answer this. And finally, one day, I even raised my hand. That was the initiation. The shir, you have to understand something. Everyone is a Talmud of the Rav. If there's a halacha of Lama Dover Echad, Koya Rabbi Alufay Mudoi, so Avad the Lama Dover Echad Mipiva Beinu. No question about it. And there are those who are Talmidim of the Rav because they studied with him philosophy, and there are those who are Talmidim of the Rav because they heard Chumash Shiurim from him. And there are those who are Talmidim because they came to the Yardside Shiurim, or to the Tshuva Shiurim, or both. There are those that attended the Shiurim in Moria, and they didn't attend any of the other Shiurim. And then there were the Talmidim who attended the Shiur, which the Rav gave here in Yeshiva. And I have to tell you that those who went to all of the Shiurim, and even in the summertime, perhaps I am biased, and perhaps this is a unique perception, but I suspect that the others share it. There was, of course, the event of the Yahrzeit Shir, and there were wonderful Chidushei Torah, and we have them, some of them printed, and the scope is extraordinary, and the language was unbelievable. The Rav would have the text before him written out, but it was written out in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew. Word for word in Hebrew, and he presented it in Yiddish, and everyone there could have taken a shvur d'oraisa b'nikitas chayfetz mamash, that he was reading the Yiddish text before him. The capacity to instantaneously translate and make it alive and real, and he would sometimes look down, and it was impossible to imagine that it was Lashon Kodesh. And then presented in Yiddish, the genius of it is mind-boggling. It's overwhelming. And the artistry and the drama. But I must tell you, in your weekday shir, on a Wednesday, in the middle of a mesechta, in the routine of giving shiurim week after week after week, without the histrionics and without the drama and without the thousands, there was no less of an event of Kabbalah Satira. And in fact, sometimes the Chidush and the Havana and the Pirush transcended even the Yahrzeit Shir and the Tshuva Shir. And the Talmidim who were Kavua in Beis Medrash Yishol Rabbeinu, they had a bonding with their Rebbe in the Shir and through the Shir, which transcended any possible chibuk, any neshika, any expression of ahava. True, there were those who yearned for that as well, but it was only the superficial that was missing. The essence was always there. And it was in fact that essence that created the Talmud. The Talmud was created also by his chevlei leida, by the pain and the suffering of getting only this close. It was the connection. It was the kesher to a maseira of Dairis and to the unusual chidush and havana. And he gave us the ability to read for the first time and to understand for the first time. And I must tell you that he also gave us something else. He gave us the understanding, which was impeccably false, that we were little rebbes in creation. He had this extraordinary ability to mask his incredible genius, an extraordinary capacity to hide his unbelievable memory. His zikaron was almost unfathomable. You know the stories that are already being told. I heard it also myself from the one who witnessed it, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yaakov Yosef, Rav Kagan Zichrono Livracha, told this episode, that he was present and he had a vikuach with Rav Moshe Halevi, and they had a shaila about a specific Lashon HaRambam, and that was the argument, and it was suggested that they should bring a Rambam, and the Rav's father suggested a better idea. Let's bring the Bar Mitzvah Bocher. And needless to say, he repeated verbatim the entire page of the Rambam. But when he came to Shir, he would sometimes grope to find a simple expression, as if it had just eluded him, as if he couldn't remember it clearly. And he would ask the Talmidim, and one of them would burst forth with the right answer, so satisfied and so smug. Ui, what a Talmud Chacham he is. He knows the Lashon HaRambam. And he would walk out of that sheer thinking, here is a genius in formation. And not one, but every single one. It had its drawbacks too. There were plenty of Amei Oretz that remained bottomless, unfathomable Amei Oretz, because they convinced themselves from the very first day that they had almost nothing left to know. Because when the Rav asked, what daf are we on? They said, Dav Gimel. And sometimes it wasn't Dav Gimel in any case. But you have to understand that those Talmidim who had the vision and had the Mesiras Nefesh, they were convinced that a little more work, a little greater yigiyah, another shir, and they would reach the madregos, of course not of the Rebbe, but Me'ein. And he fostered this notion b'feirush. How many times I heard from him, especially in the later years, in the last 10 of the 20. How many times I heard from him, basically, you can do the same thing I do. Maybe not as deeply, not as much, but essentially it is the same thing. And every Talmud walked out saying to themselves, here is my Rebbe being made that basically I'm doing exactly the same thing. It was lo dubim, lo ya'al, the same thing. The command was a command of kol ha'Torah kula. It was a limud from Rebbeim who were the Ga'inei Olam. It was years and years of years of Torah lishma. And it was an impeccable genius. But he convinced the Talmidim that they could do the same thing, more or less. And it prodded them and it goaded them to at least reach, you know the word of Reb Zisha, I'll never reach the Madregas of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Ma'aseh Avosai. Ma'aseh Yagiu Ma'aseh L'Ma'aseh Avosai. But I may become Reb Zisha in the process. And finally, the Rav produced Talmidim. These were Talmidim who in any Masechta had the Masaira of their Rebbe, specifically. It wasn't just a Pshat and Rashi and Tosfos. It was what their Rebbe had said about that Rashi and that Tosfos. And it lit up the entire vista of Torah. In the end, I have to tell you, there are very few psukim about the relationship of a father to a child in Tanakh, and very few psukim that describe the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael as a relationship of a father to children. In the vast majority of those few instances, the description is about the criticism that a father or Rebbe gives. Ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiach ucha'av es bein yirtze choseich shivto son evno yotza ha'av, says the Gemara, hamake es beno v'horav harode es talmido ki kasher yeyaser ish es beno Hashem Elokecha Miyasrecha, and so on. I have to tell you, the ache is enormous, and we miss him so. We miss him for years, but the finality of Ptira. But, you know, I miss the tension. I miss the distance. I miss the anxiety. I miss the anxiety that a Talmud feels who's trying harder and harder to get closer and closer to his Rebbe, and it eludes him. I miss it, and I know I will never have it again. To the contrary, in the later years there was less Yechiach. I used to fight with him. It came time to give bechinas. At the beginning, years and years before, long before I came to the shir, once he decided to give a written bechina. That was an oddity. A written bechina in yeshiva? No, he wants to give a written bechina. It was a rigorous, demanding, excruciating bechina. No choice. No svarim. And naturally the responses were such that he did not give a written bechina for years and years. But then later, I would come in. Most of the time he would prepare the bechina himself. Sometimes he would ask me to prepare it. Most of the time he prepared it himself. In fact, I have several of them in his writing at home. Once in a while I take it out and just look at it. Questions. 13 out of 27. Rebbe, you give them that sort of a choice, you don't have to know anything and you get a good grade. They are good boys, we don't want to bother them too much. No Sfarim. Why no Sfarim? What is it, a person learns without Sfarim? Say, Rebbe, if you give them Sfarim, and you give them this kind of choice, what's the point of giving them a Bechina altogether? Zarfis requires it. But I have to tell you, if I had the choice of steiging in that Kufa or in the earlier Kufa, if I had the choice, with all the pain and all the distance and all the rigor and all the ostensible anger and the tzaakos and the derision, I haven't the slightest doubt in my mind which tkufa I would pick. Because the Talmud is molded just as much by the anguish of his need to be with the Rebbe, and much more so than the Rebbe's total accessibility. An accessible Rebbe is a Rebbe that is completely taken for granted. And it was very easy for someone to say, my Rebbe the Rav. I used to hear it from everybody's lips. And many of them did not deserve to say that. But when you don't feel comfortable, and you're on the edge of your seat, and you sense that this tremendous dynamo of Torah, this volcano which is about to erupt, is giving you Torah, that is a Rebbe. He throws his aderis upon you and co-opts you and removes you min hashoyrish from your makar, and you cannot even take leave. And sometimes he wonders and he says, ki me'el asisi loch. And then of course, at the end, we suffered through the agony of luchos, the shivrei luchos, munachim ba'arein. You have heard how often, in spite of the fact that he didn't seem to be able to recognize even his closest and dearest, he would repeat at random, out of the blue, whole stretches of Gemara, of Rambam. And when once in a while someone would mention a Gadol or a Goyin, he would say something in the name of that Goyin, and there was a window, a light, a flicker for a moment. You know why? Shivrei luchos munachim ba'arein. The essence of what he was did not have to have awareness. The machus, the luchos, chokuk al haluchos, even when it is shivrei luchos, but they were in the arein. That's all the Aaron had. That's all that remained. Was the echoes of the Rambam and the Ravid and the Rajba and the Ritva and Ma'id Kotten and Baba Kama. If a Rebbe is a father of Talmidim, then there is a corollary. The Rambam in Matnas Aniyim says that the Ribbono Shel Olam Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, and if an ach will not be merachim on an ach, who is going to be merachim on him? If there are bonim, then the bonim to one another are achim. If there were talmidim, and it doesn't matter who it is, that his relationship with the other Talmidim is one of Achva. Ava and Achva and Reus. Talmidim Arbonim Vayetzu Bnei Hanaviim Vlimadetem Osam Es Bneichem Elu HaTalmidim. If Talmidim are Bonim, if the Rebbe is a father, then they are brothers. The Gemara that you all know in Meseches Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis says that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. It's a very strange expression. I don't know if you ever wondered about it. What's wrong with saying 24,000 Talmidim? It's more impressive. It's a larger number. And I don't have to do the mathematics of multiplying 12 times 2. But yet the Gemara says, Yud Beis Elav Zugais. They all died in the Perek from Pesach to Atzeres. Shalom Ma'agu Kovet Zebazeh. I'd also like to understand, how is it that Lo Nagu Kovod Zebazeh is a Chi of Misa? Chi of Misa? You could say that it was a tremendous Chil Hashem. Torah is Ma'abim Sholem Ba'olam. Torah teaches Midos Tovos, Torah teaches Derech Eretz, Kodmo LaTorah. And suddenly, people saw that Torah does the exact opposite. Tremendous Chil Hashem. But perhaps there is something else here. Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were not just Lomdei Torah. Rabbi Akiva was the Godol Hador, the Baal HaMasora. Midosav shel Talmid Chacham are not merely reflections of his spirit and the Kedushas HaTorah. They are also from the Kinyonim shehaTorah Niknes Bohem. In the Memches Dvarim listed in Pirkei Avos, we have the Midah of Pilpul Chaverim, Dibuk Chaverim. Harbe lomadeti me rabosai v'yoser me chaveilai. V'yoser me chaveilai. So the v'yoser me chaveilai is if noyagim kovet zebazer. Hu moisiv, hu mefalek. It's not easy to ask a Rebbe Yakasha. You know how many Hasidish stories they tell that the Rebbe said something and we don't know what it means? Why don't you know what it means? And this one says Azoi, and this one's Mefarish Azoi. Why don't you know what the Rebbe means? Ask him! You can't ask a Rebbe! Eish Oichlohu! But Talmidim are Malabinu Mevarer! Zem Moisiv, Zem Mefarik! The Nekuda of Lo Nohagu Kovod Zebazeh meant that they were guaranteeing a warped Masaira, a Krum Masaira. It was a damaged Masaira because it lacked the Kinyan HaTorah of Dibuk Chaverim. And there was a danger that because they were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they would convey that warped Masaira with all of its Pigomim and Chesroinus to the next generation. Inalterably damaging, permanently, the Masairis HaTorah from Har Sinai. So the Gemara says they were removed. It wasn't an Einish. They had to be removed so that there could be the five Talmidim of La'erev al Tanach Yadecha, which Rabbi Akiva remained with. The Talmidim who were Noe Kavod Zebazeh and who grew and steigd with the ultimate Masair of all Memches Kinyonei HaTorah. So what now? Avada Nohagim Kavod Zebazeh. I think it's an achrayus for everyone who has any sense that he is a Talmud of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Harenu Kapolas Mishkavoy, an extra measure of achrayus of Nihug Kavod Zebazeh. It manifests itself in a myriad ways, and there are as many opportunities not to be Noe Kavod Zebazeh. After Elisha saw Eliyahu go up Hashamaimah, he returned to the Bnei HaNaviim, and together they came to Yericho. And the people of Yericho complained bitterly that the waters of Yericho were poisonous, and they were not potable, you could not drink them. So Eliyahu commanded that they should take melach, salt, and throw it into the waters. Vayimtiku hamayim. And the Medrash connects this episode to the episode of Mara. Lo yochlu ha'am lishtos mayim ki marim heim. Vayoreyu Hashem eitz. Chazal say it was a zayis. There is nothing more bitter than the eitz hazayis. There is nothing more caustic than melach. May melach. Who can drink may melach? And yet it was dafka the melach. Almost the lesson of melach. You take two components which themselves are poison, and you combine them, and suddenly there is something that is so essential to life. He took the melach, he took the mar, the lana, the yogain, and he put it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. After the patira of Rav Aaron Kotler, Zichayna Levracha, Lechaya Olam Haba, the yeshiva grew. And geometrically after the patira of his son. Because the mar of the loss, Koyach HaTorah somehow has the ability, b'siyata d'shmaya, of making the mar into a vehicle to be mamtik as hamayim. And we have that agenda before us. The yeshiva has to grow and it has to shteig. The hasmada and the beis medrash has to increase, and the number of hours and the quality of the learning has to deepen. And Talmidim have a special achrayis now that the Godel Hador is lost. An achrayis to preserve his words and to seek to emulate his derech, which was a derech of unending hasmadas haTorah. The essence and the definition was learning Torah, nothing else. There were other aspects, but they were not the essence, and they were not the definition, and never let anyone else tell you otherwise. For 20 years, I never saw that the essence was anything else. And Harav Reichman, Zol Zayin Gesund, who was a Talmud Mufak, was in the shir, I don't even know how many years, because even after he continued giving his own shir, he continued to be in the shir. He was there before I came, and he was there after I left. And if you will ask him or anyone else who was a Talmud of that duration and of that intensity, he will say exactly the same. That the essence and the definition was Torah and nothing else. Torah in its vast display. Whether it was Chumash or Navi or Medrash, whether it was the Shiurim, if you could call them that, the learning together of the Kinos on Tisha B'Av, or the Shiurim to Balabatim in Meiria, or the special Shiurim in Boston, or even the discussions of philosophy. The essence and the definition was Torah and nothing else. And it's true, he encouraged people to go to college. But when I spoke to him, he would sometimes in the later years wax poetic about his grandchildren, one of whom is giving a shiur in our yeshiva. And you know what he said about them? He didn't say about them that they had degrees, and he didn't say about them that they had secular studies and capacities. He said about them that they are extraordinary masmidim. That was his pride, his joy. And he would say that bichlal in America he sees incredible hasmoda. And in one session I said to him, but where are our Rabbi Akiva Eggers? And he started to laugh and say, you don't produce Rabbi Akiva Eggers, they happen. But he had great faith in the future of Torah in America. And this is the challenge and the tzav, and this is the mar that has to make the waters muslik. And those of you who are in the capacity to influence, and if not now, then tomorrow, because this is an agenda for a generation, try to help that the Rav's Torah should be disseminated in as pure and as authentic a version as can be. Disseminated b'chol katzvei tevel, the tapes and the shiurim and the sfarim, because there was not an area of Torah which was not illuminated by him. And there isn't a Talmud on the face of the earth here and in any yeshiva and in any corner of existence that cannot grow in shteig. Reb Baruch Ber, zichrono livracha, he said that when I hear something from my Rebbe Reb Chaim, it illuminates all of Shas for 4 months.